Back in, as we prepare for San Diego this week. So, just excited.
Is it hard approaching a week like this where you kind of don't know? I mean, I guess it was the same situation last week.
Yeah, same situation last week. Right now, I have a better indication as the week unfolds. But as I stand here in front of you now, I honestly don't know.
Hey, Charlie, what's it been like for you in the days since you beat the Ravens?
A lot of ice tubs.
You've been finding some old friends wishing you well. I mean, what's it been like? You were at a dinner with the governor. I heard him talking. He got some ovations.
Yeah, lunch at the... I was already planning to go there anyway. He spoke at an event, so I went down there, and he was there. And, I mean, there wasn't anything that out of the ordinary. The
governor said you got some pretty good ovations at that luncheon, no? Was he making it up?
Actually, no, because they introduced a sponsor. So people kind of took it either way.
Charlie, what did Baltimore do for your confidence and the confidence of the offense?
Well, I think just going out there, doing something that nobody thought we can do. I think everybody was eager to get back on the field because of the performance that we went out in Cleveland. You turn the ball over eight times, you lose the ball game. I mean, it leaves a sour taste in your mouth. And for me, I was hoping to get that opportunity to go out there and have another shot, and knew it was going to be tough, and it was just one of those things that we had to do whatever we needed to do to win.
It was a tough week last week.
It was. I mean, but you look back, that's the nature of football. You look back in one week, obviously if you don't do the job, you have to live with those results all week, and as people continue to talk about it. So, that's why everybody was just excited to kind of put it behind you when we came in here on Wednesday.
Charlie, depending on the way this week plays out, do you have to take the majority reps this week? If you're going to split them with Ben or however it works out.
I mean, I would like to have all the reps if you're going to be the starter for the week, but, as long as Ben is ready to go, he's going to go, and then you kind of fall back into the role which you normally fall back into. So, I'm used to that, which is typically preparing as if you're going to play, but then not necessarily get the reps and ultimately not play. So I understand both sides of it, and right now, I'm comfortable either way.
When you were joking about the cold tub before, did you mean any ice? Did you mean for your arm or for everything else?
No, I do it all the time. You jump into the ice tub, but it's something that after a game, you typically don't really know how sore you are until about 24 hours after the game. So for me, I just try to stick with that routine. And, so I was in there a little bit longer at times.
Charlie, is there a tearing between you want to play, but do you want Ben back in there, or how do you feel about it?
As a player, you always want to play. But my role is the backup. So if he's ready to play, it can't be, sad about that. I mean, Ben is the guy. So whenever Ben is ready to go, he's going to be out there, and he's going to do everything in his power to be out there.
Charlie, playing as well as you did, do you think you kind of bought Ben an extra week? Hey, you could take a week off and get more rest, or is that irrelevant?
All I do is go out there and try to really, if I'm called upon, go out there and do my job, and I don't know how in what capacity. So it just, you never want to wish injury on anybody, and as long as he's healthy, he's going to be out there. But selfishly, you look at it as an opportunity to go out and play, because that's why we're ultimately here.
You got asked a lot last week about were you rusty against Cleveland. You frequently dismissed those questions by saying it was more about my decision-making. I was more upset about my own decision-making. Does decision-making and rust, do that sometimes play hand-in-hand too, though? I mean, did you feel sharper with your decision-making against Baltimore?
No, it goes back out with another week of preparation, which I had. And, going out there and now doing your job. And for me, it was one of those things. I'm not going to use an excuse, and I refuse to do that. And I know I played bad against Cleveland, and it was just one of those things of going out and proving that, and go out there and lead the team. And that was all I was trying to do. So it wasn't one way or another. And I'm not going to sit here and do that. I never will use anything as an excuse.